The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us
home. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray. But Lord, where are you?
I'm altered down, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to find. To cry, even if I tried,
but still my soul refuses to die.
Don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Take me to the King.
Truth is a sign to stop the day, these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like a rain. Oh, we're desperate. We're chasing. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Lift up your Bibles and let's sing a song as we get you the word of God.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. I have a wonderful treasure,
the gift of God
without measure. We will travel together by Bible and I. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together by Bible and I.
Let us pray. Father, we only thank you for this day. As we stand before you, we ask you to be gracious to us. We ask you to speak to our hearts in this short time. Thank you that you've spoken to us already as we've been here. In everything that has taken place today, you have ministered to us. I pray that for what time is left, you do what you intend to do in every life. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for watching over us, bringing us from all spheres of life so we can have an encounter with you. I pray that none of us here will leave this place the way we came. For in your word, nobody ever came from there through the east gates and went the same way. But they always went by another way. May we go different from the way we came. Heal our hearts. Encourage every broken heart. Strengthen every heart. And cause your name to be established. Lead us to another series of victory in the week ahead. And be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Are you in church? All right. Well, it's a blessing to be here and a joy too for us to be in church on a Sunday morning. Welcome to a great place. Tell your neighbor, welcome to a great place. No, tell me like you really mean it. Welcome to a great place. Do you know the church is a great place? Do you know that? Yeah, so we are all blessed and happy to be at such a great place. Turn the Bible with me to 2 Kings chapter 7. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse number 1. Very, very short message. Now, okay, let's go to chapter 6. You know, in chapter 6, Bible says that the king of Israel was passing by. And then a woman shouted and said, help, king. Help, king. Because there was famine. Bible said there was a great famine. I believe chapter 6, verse 26 or 20, thereabout. Verse 26 or 27, thereabout. Bible says that a woman cried and saying, help! Somebody shout, help! I didn't say help. Shout, help! Shout like there's fire in your house. Shout, help! Hallelujah. Bible says, she shouted, help, my lord, O king.
And look at the king's response. And he said, if the Lord do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? May the Lord help you in Jesus' name. Amen. Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press. Some of us, we shout to men for help. I'm beginning to preach now. We look up to man for help. Bible said the help of man is vain. Vain is the help of man. Hand of man can never help you. May God step into your life and your situation in Jesus' name. I didn't hear you shout your loudest amen. Amen. Some of you are looking to an uncle in America for help. I'm preaching now. Are you there? Some of you are looking to other sources for help. But real help. I said real help. Are you there? That's what we sing. I will lift up my eyes to the hills.
From whence cometh my help? My help come from the Lord. The Lord made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord keepeth thee.
He will not slumber nor sleep.
He will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Upon thy right hand, no sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
Oh yes,
he shall preserve
so even forevermore. Every situation. Are you here this morning? All of your help, your spiritual help, your financial help, your marital help, your business help, all of your help is coming from the Lord. Somebody shout your loudest amen. I see God helping you in 2019. All of your help, all of your help, all of your help, all of your help. It's coming from the Lord. Shout amen. Amen. So Bible says, the king's response. The king said, if the Lord do not help thee. Can I tell you something? Sarah, 2019, God will help you.
Amen.
I said, God will help you.
Amen.
I said, God will help you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The unbeliever king even knew that vain is the help of man. Whence shall I help you? That scripture, yeah, Psalm 60 verse 11. Go back to that scripture, 60:11. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. When a man helps you, the man wants to be paid. I know you didn't hear what I said. When a man helps you, have you ever gone to an office and said, sir, my friend has been here for a long time. And he said, my pen is not writing. And so, can I go and buy you a pen? Bushman, you don't know what it means when the man said the pen is not writing. He means do something, I also do something. That's the help of man. A man always wants a bride. Sister, if a man, these days, foolish, a lot of bad men are around. Just one small lift from Botswana to Accra. The man wants to hold your breast. Small help. They want to take advantage. May God be your helper in the name of Jesus. Are you here? Go home. So let's go back to our scripture. I said a short message. If the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the man floor or out of the wine press? And then the king was quite upset about everything. The woman answered and said, give thy son. You see, they had a head problem. There was so much famine. And the woman's problem was that she and a neighbor, both of them had children. And then one said, let's cook your son and eat. What a famine is this? Bible says great famine. They said, let's cook your son and eat. Can you even comprehend it? Can you, I mean, like, how can you understand that the whole, you are, the one, the tree you are chewing is your son's leg? They have put in an oven and you have grilled and you are eating. I mean, it's incomprehensible. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, it cannot understand it. That you have put your son's arm on a kebab stand and you are chewing it. And you are eating normally. Bible says that they came and said, let's eat your son, and tomorrow we shall eat your own son. Why don't you let her bring her son first? You take your own first. And the woman said, after we brought the food, bread my son, and we ate her, the following day, this woman has hidden her son. What a shock. Anyway, it's a long story. So the king was very depressed, very distressed. And he kept on wondering what happened. Now, chapter 7 is the chapter you're looking for quickly, verse 1. So in the time of the great famine, Elisha came to the king and said to him, hear ye the word of the Lord. Can you hear the word of God today? Can I speak the word of the Lord to somebody this morning? Is there anybody here this 2019, last Sunday of January? Are you in church? If you're in church, where they say, I'm in church, I'm here. Say, I'm right here to hear the word of the Lord. Are you ready for the word of the Lord today? Now the Bible says, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. If you want a title for this message, I'll call it tomorrow about this time. Hallelujah. I said what? Tomorrow about this time. You know, the Bible is littered with many miracles. Can I have an amen? The Bible is a book of miracles. The Bible has stories of amazing miracles throughout. From the very first verse in the Bible. From Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created heaven, and the creation itself was miraculous. Can I have an amen? Let this be, let this be, let this be. So you see, anybody who doesn't believe in miracles does not believe in the Bible. I'm preaching. I said, if you don't believe in miracles, then use your Bible for, give your Bible to the granite seller so you can put granite in it and sell. Because the Bible is a miraculous book. And you must believe in miracles. I see miracles happening in your life in Jesus' name. Shout your loudest amen. Are you there? Sometimes our own physical condition make us not believe the miracles of the Bible. Because if you're sitting here and you have headache and you say the Bible is a book of miracles and you still have headache, where is the miracle? But you see, your condition must not make you disbelieve the Bible. Because Bible says, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. Are you here or going home? Bible says that the word of God is not bound. Though Paul said, I am in prison, I'm restrained, I'm limited, but the word of God is not bound. as I'm preaching, somebody's watching me in Afghanistan, somebody's watching me in America. The word can reach you wherever you are, and the word can perform a miracle in your life. And those of you hearing me today, this morning, God sent forth his word and heal the sick. May God's word bring healing and deliverance from every distraction in your life. Lift your hand and say, I receive it. Do you believe in miracles? I want you to hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him violently and ask him, do you believe in miracles at all? I mean, shake him until he falls off the chair. Do you believe in miracles at all? If the person didn't answer, ask him, what are you doing in this church? If you don't believe, what are you doing in this church? Leave the church now. Because this church, we believe in a miracle power of God. May God step into your life. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you there? Bible says, now this is the word of the Lord. Prophet came and said, tomorrow about this time, famine, great famine, nothing was working. A very depressive condition, a condition of hopelessness. Maybe you are sitting here today. We say this year's series of victories. You wonder, where is my victory going to come from? Because your condition feels hopeless and looks hopeless. But I tell you today, God still works miracles. I said, God still works miracles. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. I don't know what the business situation you find yourself in. I don't know your marriage. I don't know what it is that makes you start to feel helpless and hopeless. But I came with a word of encouragement. I came with an encouraging word today that God still works miracles. You shall shout your loudest, say amen. And if you don't believe miracles, please, there are many doors in the church. I can show you to go one of them. But as for those who are staying here, we believe God works miracles. God heals the sick. God changes lives. God blesses people. God lifts people up. May God lift you up by the end of this year. In Jesus' name. Shout amen. Tomorrow about this time. Tomorrow about this time. Some miracles come gradually. Do you understand? Some miracles take their time. But they are sudden miracles. I'm talking about sudden miracles. Shout amen. Surprising miracles. Shocking miracles. May you have a surprising miracle in your life. Tomorrow about this time. Hallelujah. Bible says, Elisha said to him, tomorrow about this time. Tomorrow, somebody here, tomorrow about this time, you have a new job. No, you didn't believe that, so I didn't shout amen. Hold your neighbor's shoulder again and shake him and say, tomorrow about this time. Tomorrow, things are changing in your life. Say, tomorrow about this time, you will have a testimony. I say, hold and shake your neighbor and say, tomorrow about this time, your story will be different. Shout, yeah! Hallelujah. Tomorrow about this time, a measure of flour shall be sown. Now listen to, sit down and let me continue reading to you as I said, it's a short service and I'm wrapping up the service. Bible says, verse 2, then a lord of whose hand, on whose hand the king leaned, that the king's assistant pastor in the church, I hope it's none of you here, the assistant king, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? Can you imagine? The man of God has spoken. And then the king's assistant gets up and say, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? You see, when I'm preaching, somebody sitting here, you're full of doubts. You're wondering, will it ever happen? Your doubt will exempt you from the miracle. Your thoughts of doubts will exempt you from the miracle. Look, let's look at the New Living Translation so we can understand the version well. NLT. The Bible says, NLT, New Living Translation, right? RVA, hey, which one is that? All right. It's a Spanish version. The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, that could somebody, as I'm preaching it, maybe you don't have the courage yet, but you are whispering to me. You are whispering to me, how can this happen? That's what you are saying. The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, that couldn't happen even if the Lord opened windows of heaven. Hey, warn your neighbor. Say, I'm warning you. I'm warning you. Don't spread doubt in my life. So don't speak any negative thing about me. 2019, I will not attempt, I will not allow you to whisper doubts. 2019, I will not allow you to whisper negative words to me. I'm warning you. If you say any negative thing, tell him. If you say any negative thing about my finances, if you say any negative thing about my marriage, you say any negative thing about my ministry, I will relocate you. I'll relocate you. Yeah. See, some of you are not even saying it. You're not even saying it right there. Over there. I could see you right there. Don't allow people to sow seeds of doubts, because you will be a testimony. Shout your loudest amen. Don't allow your friends to tell you that your business will not work. Don't allow anybody to tell you that your ministry will never work. Don't let anybody tell you that your finances will never change. We refuse every bad news in the name of Jesus. Shout amen again. Warn your wife. Warn your wife. I'm warning you. Only good things. Are you there? It says, can you imagine? If you joke with anybody, don't joke with God. Answer, what do you think about that? If you are joking about what God has said. You can joke about what the politician said, not what God said. If you have anybody to doubt the politician who promised to build a dam where there's no river. You can doubt them, but not with God. Not with God. Not with God. Hear them campaigning. You can laugh at them because many of them don't mean what they say. Are you here? Go home. If you have anybody to ridicule and laugh at, that politician, but not with God. I'm preaching. Mr. Brown, what do you think about that? If you want anybody to mock and ridicule, you can laugh at MPP, NDC, but not God, 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 not God. Not the God I serve, not the God I believe in, not the God that we have trusted up until now, not God, not God. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you there? Hallelujah. Bible says, the man said that can never happen, even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven. But Elisha replied, you will see it. You will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it. Hey, are you here? This is a year of series of victories. I want to agitate your faith. I want your faith to rise. I want your faith to rise. Because faith is what is going to give the victory. Shout amen. You'll be victorious. Say, I will be victorious. I don't know how you felt before you came to church, but I'm speaking the word of the Lord to you. I'm speaking the word of the Lord to you. I don't know the balance in your accounts. I don't know your financial stance. I don't know where you are now, but I'm speaking the word of the Lord to you. I don't know your marital status. I don't know your age that you're believing God to get married. I don't know what you're believing God for, but I'm speaking the word of the Lord to somebody at the back there. Say, I receive the word of the Lord. Elisha said, well, If you don't believe it, sit down. You sit down. Your eyes will see, but you not partake of the blessing. If you cannot believe the word of God, if you doubt the word, if you make mockery of the word, I see people laughing at pastors, laughing at church. Keep on laughing. Keep on. One of these days, you will laugh at the wrong side of your mouth. I see somebody sitting here. God will give you the last laugh. You'll be the last one to laugh and dance. I see God putting dancing steps in your legs. Say, I receive it. It will happen. I said, it will happen. You said to him, you will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able. You won't be able. You won't be able to eat and to enjoy any of it. May you never be told such a way. May you never be told such a way because you doubted. Let's sit down. Let me read the scripture, the rest of you, and then we close. Let me put a message. Are you there? Now look at it. The Bible says, now that's how it happened. The rest of the story is how the miracle happened. So just read it and go on. The Bible said, now there were four men with leprosy sitting at the entrance of the city gate. Why should we sit here waiting to die? You will not sit until you die. You will not sit at one place until you die. Faith is energy. Faith, people move. May you move by faith in 2019. May you start a new business by faith in 2019. May you know, some of you are sitting, you've gone for interview. It's been 8 months, you are still waiting. It's time to rise up. May God give you a new idea and start something new. And may you see the blessing of God in your life. That new thing will work. That new idea will work. That new thing will work. It will work for you. It will work for you. You will see progress in your life. Faith people, they speak and they move. Lazy people sit at one place. But faith, they move. They speak and they move. But they say, why should we sit here waiting to die? Are you there? They ask each other. Verse 4, we will starve if you stay here. But with the famine in the city, we will starve if you go back there. Tell your neighbor, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I'm not going back. Tell him, I'm not going back to my old boyfriend. Tell him, I'm not going back to my old girlfriend. I'm not going back to old ways. I'm not going back to my bad life. I'm not going back to the world. I don't intend to go back. Hallelujah. You are not going back. You are not going back. We are not of them that turn back to destruction. We don't turn back. We don't give up. We don't retire. I'm not going back. Hallelujah. He says, if you go back, we shall starve there. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Aramean army. If they let us live, so much the better. I see a better thing happening in your life. But if they kill us, we would have died anyway. You see, what the guys were saying is that, let's believe God. Whatever the outcome is, at least we did something. At least we made a move. At least we tried something. Amen. When I wanted the beloved, I said, when I wanted the beloved, I was looking around. I told myself, I'm a bishop. If I go and they bounce me, I'll be very embarrassed. Can you imagine? I'm preaching and the person who bounced me is sitting and looking at me. I'll forget the rest of the sermon. I told myself, it will be difficult to, but I wanted to marry. And I was not sure. What about if they bounce me? What about if they say no? But I remember this scripture. Put that scripture up. Are you there? He said that King James, go to King James, see how he says right there. Verse 4, I'm preaching so well. Hey, where's my wallet? Where's my wallet? Yeah, let me give myself an offering for preaching so well. Yeah. Now keep my wallet for me. I'm preaching so well. I give myself an offering. Now listen, what am I saying? Now the Bible says that He said, now therefore, let us fall unto the host of Assyrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. Do or die. So I told myself, or die. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Are you still there? I said, I'm going. When I saw that beautiful lady, I said, I'll make a move. I'll make a move. I'll make a move. If I die, I die. There are only two options. There are only two options. She can say yes or no. If he says yes, I guess I'm saying it's okay, no problem. Are you there? If she says no, or die be die. Or die be die. So why are you afraid to move? Some of you, God has given you an idea to start a business. You're afraid to start. Make a move and start. You will see God blessing on your life. You will see God blessing in your life. You will see on the work of your hands. If it doesn't work, it's not the end of life. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. At least you tried. I said, at least you tried. Don't die for not trying. Don't die because you didn't try. Because if you sit at one place, you will perish and die. Rather try. If you try and you die, at least you tried. You try. Try to go to school. Try to apply for a try to start. Try. You see, I know 2019, I see promotion and blessing and lift a coming on the lives of those who try. Say, I will try something for God. Come on, say, like, I will try something for God. Say, I will try. Say, I will try. Shout, I will try. I will not sit at one place. I will try. May God bless your effort. May God bless your effort. May God bless your trying. May God bless your energy. May God bless your attempt. You attempted something and God will bless it. Say, I receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you there? Why do you sit at one place? Sit down. You can learn, cook, make some yokegari and sell. God will bless it. Upgrade some table, sell something. God will bless it. Go to school, try an exam. God will bless you. Do something. Refuse not to do anything. Because if you don't do anything, you'll be poor the rest of your life. Refuse to be a beggar in 2019. No, you should have shouted amen. Refuse to eat surplus in 2019. Shout your loudest amen. You refuse to be at one place in 2019. God will help you. I said, God, somebody's sleeping as I'm preaching. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Kato shaka bahata. Let's finish and close. The Bible says, they said, we will go. If you go, that's all that can happen. So verse 5, Bible says, and they rose up in the twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. Did you understand that? You see why there was no man there. Amen. Verse 6. For the Lord, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said to one another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Wow. Can you imagine a leper? All his hands are chopped off. All the fingers are chopped off. All the toes are chopped off. Let me show my toes. Okay, don't worry. All the toes are chopped off, fingers chopped off, and they were walking. And every step they make, and then there'll be noise. Play something. Come on, play something, play something. Come on! Are you there? Every step they took was like chariots. Somebody without toes, without fingers. Every little attempt, whenever attempt. Are you there? The Bible says the Syrian army, they were there when they could hear. Come on, let's hear again. Are you here? And as the noise came, they thought that chariots were coming against them. I want to tell somebody here, your little effort, the rain of God will fall upon it. 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 Somebody say, I believe. I tell you, that little thing you are doing, that little thing you are doing, every time I see Auntie B, I always remember her amazing testimonies. How she came to this church, Lighthouse, wearing half chalewote. The chalewote she was wearing had become half. So when you wear it, half of your feet is on the of your sole of it is on the floor. That's how she came to church. And she started off. She told us before, when she was in Koko, she was selling oranges on her head. She was selling atadre on her head. She was selling a mango on her head. But she was trying something. And as she made attempt, God opened door. God opened doors. God, I see God opening doors in your life. I see God opening doors in your life. I see God opening doors in your life. Are you there? Somebody hearing me? You say, my father died. That's why I don't want to go to school. I've stopped school because, listen to me, your father may be dead, but you are here and alive. Pull yourself together and start. Go for afternoon classes. Go to some extra. You failed one exam. It's not the end of your life. Try one more time. Shout amen. And as you try, I would say that God made them hear noises of chariots. When the four lepers got to the place, everybody was gone. Look at what was left. Left verse 7, and we are ending now. Hallelujah. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. May your enemies flee for their lives. I said 2019, your enemies will flee for their lives because God is fighting your battle for you. Say, I receive it. Next verse. I just want to end now. Bible says, and when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried their silver. I see somebody carrying silver. I see somebody carrying gold. I see somebody carrying new clothes. Say, I believe it. Bible says, and went in and hid it. They went to say, wait, men's gold. No, not men's gold. Now listen, let's go on. And came again and entered into another tent and carried more and went and hid it. The next verse, quickly. And they said to one another, we do not well. We are not trying. This day is a day of good tidings. Tell your neighbor, this year is a year of good tidings. No, I want you to shake him violent, tell him violent, this year is a year of good tidings. No, shake him and tell him like you believe it. Maybe she's broke, maybe he's broke. But tell him this year is a year of good tidings. It's a year of good tidings. Say, it's a year of good tidings. This year is a year of good tidings. Shout yes, somebody. You shall receive good news on your phone. You shall receive good news on your email. You shall receive good WhatsApp messages. It's a year of good tidings. It's a year of good tidings. It's a year of good tidings. I cancel every bad news. I cancel every evil report. I cancel every negative report. I cancel every plan of the enemy. May you receive good news in your life. It's a year of good tidings. Hallelujah. And we hold our peace if we tarry till morning light. Some mystery may come upon us. Now therefore come, let us, that we may go and tell the king's household. Listen to me. People will hear good news from you. You'll be going with testimonies. I said you'll be they said that, look, it's time. I see someone, it's time for your testimony. It's your time of testimony. Say, it's my time of testimony. Come on, stand up and say, it's my time of testimony. Tell your neighbor, I'm about to give my testimony. Tell your neighbor, a wonderful testimony. I'm about to tell my story. My story is changing. 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 Shout yes! Hallelujah! Put the scripture up. Haya kota shabata. Brando karandi boshiki bahata. Malita fakandi rimoka baha. You are about to give a testimony. You are about to tell your story. You are about to give a wonderful story. You are about to testify of the blessing of the Lord. You are about to give God the glory. You are about to shout louder. Amen. Hallelujah. Now therefore come. Let us go and tell the story to the king. So they came and called unto the port of the city. And they told them, saying, We came to the camp of the Syrians. And behold, there was no man there. There's no man there. What you are afraid of, God will sort it out for you. Are you there? Bible says that there's no man there. Neither voice, a voice of a man, but horses tied and asses tied in the tents as they were. Verse 11. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servant, I will now show you this, what the Syrians have done to us. They are hiding because they think we are hungry and all that is going to happen and all that. And when we are there, they will catch us up alive. That's the king's interpretation. When God is giving you a testimony, you say, oh, it's a trick. It's not a trick. Something real is happening to you. I said, something real is happening in your life. The next verse, let's carry on and close. And one of the servants answered and said, let some men take, I pray thee, five of the horses that remain, which are left in the city, and then let's go and see what is going to happen, and let's see. Verse 14, they took therefore two chariot horses, and the king sent them to go to the Syrian camp and see. Verse 15, and they went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments. I see blessing littered on your path. Blessings are littering in your pathway. All the way, blessings are laid out for you. Walk through your blessing in Jesus' name. Walk through your blessing in Jesus' name. And the messengers returned and told the king. Bible says, and the people went out, and the spoil of the tent of Syrians saw a measure of fine flour. Listen, the prophet said it. A measure of fine flour was sold for 5 cedis, a shekel. And 2 measures of barley, that 2 big loaves of bread, was sold for 2 cedis. What a shock. I see God surprising you in this year. According to the word of the Lord. According to the, I tell you something, according to the word of God, tomorrow by this time, your story would have been different. Say, I receive it. Are you there? Now look at it. And the people went out, and the spoil, okay, and so on and so forth. Now, next verse, quickly. And the kings appointed the Lord of whose hand he leaned to have charge. You don't believe. Now you have made you the minister of agriculture and distribution of food. And the people trod over him
in the gates and he died. As the man of God has said, who spake when the king came down to him? Listen, everybody was blessed, but the one who doubted the word of God, and the prophet told him, your eyes will see, but you'll not partake of it. At the stampede, was God, as they were rushing for the food, they pushed him down and they walked over him and died. May you be a partaker of the blessing of God. May you not doubt the word of God. May you make a move and see God's blessing. For those who doubt, those who don't believe it, they'll be set aside. But those who can believe it, I see new things happen in your life. Tomorrow by this time, I wouldn't move after chain. Tell 3 people, tomorrow by this time, your story will be different. No, say it like you believe it. Tomorrow by this time. Tomorrow by this time. Tomorrow, tell them tomorrow by this time. And you are not saying like you really believe it. Who are you? Where are my people? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? There's a song like tomorrow, isn't it? Like that.
For me, oh, he will make a way. Tomorrow by this time, God will make a way for me. Oh, he will make a way.
Oh, tomorrow by this time,
God will make a way for me. Oh, he will make a way.
Oh, I cannot say sorry.
Nami bebwe kwa mame. Oh, nami bebwe kwa.
Oh, I cannot say sorry.
Nami bebwe kwa mame. Nami bebwe kwa.
Tomorrow by this time. Come on.
God will make a way for me. Oh, he will make a way.
Oh, somebody give the Lord a dance.
God will make a way for me.
Make a way.
Oh, he will make
a
way.
Tomorrow by this time,
God will make a way for me.
He will make a way.
He will make a way.
Tomorrow by this time,
God will make a way for me.
Oh,
he will make a way.
I say, my God will make a way where there seems to be no way. The Lord will change my life. He will change my destiny. I say, my God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, tomorrow by this time,
God will make a way for me. He will make a way.
Oh, tomorrow by this time,
God will make
he
a way,
way
for
he will
me.
He will make
oh,
a
he
way.
Will make a way.
Lift your two hands up high to the Lord. Just for a minute, pray and say, Lord, I believe in you. Say, I throw away every doubt. Everything that makes me think that it will not work. I throw it out of my life. According to the word of God, I'm expecting miracles.
Yes.
I'm expecting amazing things.
Yes.
I'm expecting changes in my life.
Yes.
I'm expecting the power of God.
Yes.
Tomorrow by this time.
Yes.
Tomorrow by this time.
Yes.
Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, every head bowed and every eye closed. Before we share the grace, if you're here today, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. Just about to sit, but before I sit, you're here tonight, this morning. You want to say, tonight, this morning, I need God. I need God in my life. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. Lift it up high. I see your hands. Wonderful. Lift it up. High, high, high. Beautiful. Let it go higher than your head. Lift it up. Brother in the check shirt. Lift your hand. Yes. Beautiful. Lift it up high. Lift it up. I see so many hands. Lift your hand up. All I'm going to do now is to pray for you. When I say, today, I need God in my life. Lift up your right hand. And I'm praying for you. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. Take control of every life. Make them brand new people. If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to come to me from where you are. Just come. I want to pray for you. Just come.
Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Those of you who are young, can you all stand to your feet? The young people at the other side, the young ones. All right, beautiful. Close your eyes with me. And I want those of you in front here to join me and say this prayer. The whole church, join us. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
Forgive me.
Of my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your own child.
I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will walk with you.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
From today.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
From today. My life belongs to you.
Save me.
Make me your child.
Thank you.
For hearing my prayer.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.